I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Every coming-of-age film has a defining image. If Stoker had starred Molly Ringwald and had been directed by John Hughes, the touchingly sweet image might have been the moment when the heroine steps out of her beloved saddle shoes and into her first pair of heels. In fact, that image is central to the film starring Mia Wasikowska, but it isn't sweet, and neither is this psychological thriller directed by Park Chan-wook. Park is a Korean virtuoso of brutality and horror, and he tracks his heroine, India Stoker, with the intensity of a foot fetishist. India's story is intriguing up to a point, a study in repressed sexuality and violent destiny that's set forth in scores of striking images. Yet spontaneity has been banished by rigid stylization, and the net effect is as lifeless as a severed head that turns up in a basement freezer. None of this is Wasikowska's fault. She's great at repressing emotions, as she did brilliantly in Jane Eyre, and as the same film showed, at expressing them. One of the movie's many challenges to her talents and our enjoyment is how little of anything its star gets to do during the first 40 minutes or so, apart from brooding and glowering. Watching a spider crawl up her leg toward her crotch doesn't count as action, nor does lancing a blister on her foot. India's beloved father used to take her on hunting expeditions, but he's just died in a suspicious accident on her 18th birthday. Now she's a traumatized spectator to the sudden arrival of a relative she didn't know she had, her father's brother Charlie, played by Matthew Good. He's young, devilishly handsome, and twinkle-eyed in a less-than-wholesome way toward India and toward India's fragile mother, who's played by Nicole Kidman. Wentworth Miller's original screenplay abounds in sinister resonances. The title suggests Bram Stoker of Dracula fame. Charlie suggests Hitchcock's Shadow of a Doubt, with Charlie the heroine and Charlie her mysterious uncle. The plot, steeped in evil and perversity, pays frequent homage to Hitchcock and Brian De Palma, while the cinematography by Chung Hoon Chung summons up visions of David Lynch. Yet the script seldom brings out the best in its director. It's tightly controlled, full of portentous or pretentious dialogue and whispered snippets of comment or exposition, like an unseen someone saying, "Stoker sure had the brains, just look at India." Park's best films, like the 2003 Old Boy, are Shakespearean in their violence, wildly surreal in their working out of convoluted plots that often turn on revenge. The violence here is spasmodic, the passions more schematic than unchained. Every step in India's evolution is explained or prepared. She's her father's daughter, whether she wants to be or not, but there's no upsurge of release when she gets to where she's always been going. It's as if those high heels couldn't support the symbolic weight. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.